With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. As the wine industry in Washington State continues to grow, more is being done to keep all stakeholders in the know about the latest wine research conducted here. That task sets on the shoulders of the Washington Wine Commission, where Melissa Hansen says the information is crucial.
It's vital, and some of the areas that they've been studying and really put our emphasis on are things that are what the industry needs for long term, like disease control. There are a few challenges that can really wipe out a vineyard and can affect growers' bottom line for the long term. So they've been very strategic in the type of research that's been supported.
Hansen says she was struck by how many people involved were unaware that the research is supported by the industry.
Then there are three other partners that help support the V&E research, and it includes the Auction of Washington Wines, and they are a very big contributor. WSU puts in some money, and then every bottle of wine that's sold in the state, a quarter cent per liter, goes to support V&E research. So we kind of have this pool and then the Wine Commission. So there are four sources for this pool. So my major goal for the year was to raise the awareness of research in the state, really get people excited and jazzed about research.
Hansen says the ultimate goal is to provide growers and wineries with state-specific tools and technologies to make superior quality wines that can compete on the global stage with the world's best wines. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.